With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18-plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to our Circle coverage for Rob Has a Podcast. I'm your host, Aaron Armstrong, and I am here today. Booyah! How you doing, Booyah?
Very, very well. I'm not here to campaign for anything. I'm not here to vote for anyone to get anything. I'm just here to talk about a show that I very much enjoy. So let's get it going.
Yes, we are here to talk about episode 10 of The Circle Season 2 on Netflix. This was a pretty decent episode here. I feel like we got some stuff going back and forth, a little bit of strategy. We got some ratings, we got some influencers, and a cliffhanger that was it a cliffhanger? I'm not sure.
I mean, I feel like when we get there, we're gonna give our predictions, and I have a decent gut feeling that we're gonna end up having the same prediction. So with that being considered, it's probably not gonna be called a cliffhanger.
Yeah, the last time this happened, I was like, oh, you forgot to say Tara Leisha. And then, so we'll see. We'll see if I'm right a second time. We'll see. But we opened the episode here with it's Democracy Day.
Yeah. Yeah, we're all getting podiums. Yeah. And we're going to vote for stuff.
Was this like the 4th of July or something? Like, what was going on?
I mean, that's the thing, right, is because all of these are pre-recorded, I know that some of the complaints for the UK one were we're not getting the daily digest of this is what's going on the news. But would they date themselves by being like, well, it's the 4th of July when we're recording, so let's make this a thing?
I don't know.
It was themed presidentially. So I don't know.
Yeah, it was just fine. I mean, Chloe says, I've never understood politics.
Are we surprised? Are we surprised? I would have not looked at Chloe and assumed political fiend knows all the things, all the ins and outs.
Yeah, I mean, you know, that's the first thing. When I hear democracy, I think, that's politics. I don't understand it. I don't understand what the connection is, who's politicking, who are the demos? I'm not sure.
I love it because to me, you see democracy, you see a podium, you just got to assume everyone's going to vote, right? I feel like that's the easy giveaway for you, Chloe, but it's okay. Chloe's going to Chloe, genuinely.
Yeah. So there are some votes. The votes are for the person who gets the flowers.
Yeah.
It's weird. With
seemingly no payoff. It was just a big, big bouquet. Yeah. So,
like, hey. So the whole thing is that they're going to get a treat. I guess the flowers were the treat. How are flowers treats?
See, I know that there's going to be people in the old comments down there or on Twitter who are like, hey, flowers are treats. I treat myself to plants. I treat myself to flowers. I hear you. However, this is equivalent to being told you're going to get a gift as a child and you get clothes. I want the toy. You're telling me treats. I want food. That's really what I was thinking, like something sweet. You know,
hey, you know, it's a treat,
man.
Yogurt. Yogurt's a treat.
Hey, to the right demographic. Boom. You're right there. You're giving them exactly what they want.
Yeah. If I was expecting yogurt and I got flowers, I'd be disappointed.
I could see why.
So we see that John and River vote for Courtney. Chloe and Courtney vote for River. Trevor votes for John, which I thought was interesting. Kat votes for Mitchell, which is not surprising. Mitchell votes for Trevor because they're bros. And then John ends up breaking the tie for Courtney. They're later going to rate River number one. So my guess here is that they feel so good about River that they want to also show some love publicly to Courtney. That would be my guess.
It's not a bad assumption to make. I feel like ultimately with votes like this for seemingly just gifts, you want to try and spread the love as far as you can go. I thought it was weird that John was part of the tied votes, but then also got to break the tie. Which was a weird position to put John in, given that you could just make the other three people revote and you'll get a guaranteed winner. So
make them revote. That's way more interesting. Pick sides.
You know, not that this was going to give us another Saffron moment, but I feel like you make them revote again for treats. It's between Courtney and River. Maybe one of them feels a type of way about one of the other people that didn't vote their way. There's a little bit more intrigue than, oh, so I'm probably going to get it if it's John voting, but also I'm friends with River. So if John votes River, that's still good for me. I don't care. Like, it was kind of ho-hum decision ultimately.
So yeah, and it doesn't really go anywhere. It doesn't seem like this had any real impact on anything. So we are going to see next that Mitchell and Kat are going to talk. And this is sort of your typical reality show conversation, but it seems particularly common on The Circle, which is, everyone is so fake. We're the real people and everyone else is so fake. And they're all playing a game, but we're genuine. Yeah, that's about the conversation.
Yeah. They essentially, for me, what I felt like we got from this conversation was they're clearly going to start putting their sights onto Courtney and River, which makes sense because Courtney and River have kind of just risen to the top of the pyramid, and not in a subtle way. It's very evident that they're leading the ranking. So this makes sense. Also, they're the two that started together, so it's good for them to reaffirm this. But obviously, everyone's the hero of their own story. And when they both come in and they're feeling authentic, they're going to look at everyone else as inauthentic.
Yes. So Mitchell says, I think we were right about Courtney and River, which obviously tells me that they're suspicious of both of them. And obviously, Mitchell has been suspecting that Courtney was the Joker. He says as much in this conversation. I still think that Courtney's the Joker. We've clearly missed conversations between the two of them. My guess is that pretty soon after they got in there, they were like, Courtney's the Joker, right? And then Courtney gave it to River, and thus River is also part of that suspicion, right? So they are setting their sights here on Courtney and River, but what will it do? I don't know. Trevor is going to talk with Courtney, and Courtney lets Trevor know about the whole Kat situation. So in the previous episode, Kat had gone to, and this is why Kat is now against River and Courtney, gone to River and Courtney and told them that she suspected Chloe was lying about Emily not visiting her. And so Courtney lets Trevor know, hey, Kat came for Chloe. And Trevor's like, that's really disappointing because I'm cool with Kat, but she can't be coming for my girl.
Yeah, Courtney, this whole string of from the minute that group chat finished between Courtney, River and Kat, it's been very fun to see how Kat's going to try and defend, how Courtney's trying to go on the offensive. So this was a very fun conversation for me. Courtney clearly has his sights set on, I need Kat to be in the worst position possible. I think that that one conversation was enough for Courtney to see that Kat is capable of doing a lot, despite still being a late player in the game, which I think if you're an old player and you see a new player come in with much potential, you don't want them there. It doesn't matter. And if you see them try and manipulate you one time, that's enough for you to like try and get a coalition against them.
Yeah. And really just handed Courtney and River the best gift they could have been given by going after Chloe the way that she did. John is going to talk with Mitchell. Mitchell laments to John about the Emily situation. I was falling for this girl that was actually a dude. And of course he is again talking to that dude, and that is very funny to me.
Yeah. The irony wasn't lost in me that he's complaining about all of this to the very same person that he had fallen to at first point. And now it's basically Jack and with a side of Lisa, obviously. I haven't heard what your thoughts have been on the previous episode, obviously. Mm. So I'm not sure how you're feeling about John as a character here.
So I felt like John was doing actually very well in the previous episode. I feel like he is going to slip up a little bit in this conversation, but overall seems like it went fine. So I'm actually pretty impressed in terms of like catfish ability, in terms of like, are they actually going to get in the game with a chance to win? I don't know, but nobody seems to suspect them right now.
I don't think they're being looked at as a potential catfish. Despite when I saw Psychic, I thought no one's going to buy this as far as this is a real person, but they've made a relatively convincing job of it being an authentic person, which is good for them. As a duo, they're certainly not dynamic, but they're working. So good for them.
So they go for a psychic reading on Mitchell, and I felt like Lisa was like, what if we talk about guitar? Because I know that he's picked up the guitar in here, and Jack didn't even know that. And I was immediately like, that's way too specific. Don't even come close to saying that. And then Jack was like, yeah, well, if maybe we said like you picked up a new passion. And I was like, much better. Because that's vague enough that he might be like, but it won't be suspicious. But then it's like, you picked up a new passion, maybe music. And I was like, you screwed it up. Mitchell was immediately suspicious. Who have you been talking to? Hold on. Because here's the thing, guys. Most people don't believe in psychics. So if you say something that's too true, they're immediately going to be suspicious.
Right. It's the psychics are often met with skepticism. I will argue that giving ammunition to Mitchell is probably the least harmful of all the people, because Mitchell might not put the ones and twos together, but it's too close. It is way, way, way too close, because if there's anything when it comes to psychics that I've learned, I feel like, and I've never gone to one, but I feel like anytime it's been depicted on television, they keep it very vague. So vague that it could be anything from your romantic life to your financial life to your occupation. And they're like, you'll feel good fortune. Where? Which one of the seven places in my life is that going to be? So to zero in on music, I didn't love, because if you leave it like that, he'll think, oh, that's probably my music. Like, he will answer it for you if you don't finish the gap at the end. So that was a missed opportunity, but I don't think they're going to pay too much of a bill for it. But it does ruin their perfect game that they had been throwing thus far.
Yeah. By the end of this conversation, he still says, I feel good about that conversation. And part of that is because he is going to open up about who he does and doesn't trust. He says he does trust Trevor and Kat, does not trust River and Courtney. Here's the problem. Lance is a big River fan, and this is only going to cause John to then rate Mitchell and Kat low and the others high in order to protect River. They really seem to like River, feel like River is their in here. And so this was a bad, bad play here by Mitchell, and he feels good about it afterward as well.
Yeah, you don't need a psychic to be told that that was bad at all. I will say, the last time we were on the same podcast talking about the show, we had a bit of back and forth about how River, not really great, is just there. River is looking pretty decent at this
River
point.
Is very good. And like, now that he is off of the X stuff, and granted, he was talking a little bit about it before, but that's because other people were asking about it to open up. I feel like River is playing a very good strategic game. I like his positioning right now. I feel like he's doing very well.
Yeah, I think that I think in the rankings, And I don't mean the ratings. I mean, in my personal power rankings, very clearly, Chloe's the one that's got best connections all over the board. The next one I would argue is River, because Courtney, I feel like from the jump, has also kind of put a bit of a target on himself. So River is kind of the unassuming dark horse for me to maybe steal something, because despite River being in a good spot, being highly ranked, I feel like River's never going to be the first one people are going to notice for having that kind of recognition. And they're always going to confide in River, see River as someone they can talk to, which, you know, I think now is the time where we can give credit to that author capability that you've been searching for all these seasons, Taryn.
Yeah, it's been going well here. I think River and Courtney, to some degree, are in a prime position to potentially take away a win here. Now, they are a little too out in the forefront because of this whole Kat and Mitchell situation. But if they're able to get Kat and Mitchell out, especially if they don't even have to do it themselves, that could be very good for them. So it's definitely intriguing here. What's going to happen with this strategic alliance? So we get to another game, and this game was pretty much a flop here in terms of the drama and that it might normally cause. They're going to be designing a campaign poster for another player in the circle, and they're going to be doing so anonymously. But all of them except for Trevor do a nice one. And that's very bad for Trevor, in my opinion.
Yeah, I mean, if you're doing a shady anonymous, whether it's a question, a drawing, and you don't want to be the only one, because it's going to be relatively easy to deduce who might have done it, especially when people leave each other crumbs of, hey, I did this one. I put an old person. So it's me. It's John. I'm the Santa. Like, if people start leaving crumbs like that and put their little signature on it, the pool's pretty small to figure out who's been the shady one. And then now people, if they didn't know someone you disliked, now they know that's someone you dislike. Now that person's allies might rank you low. Now you're going to have trouble in paradise. That is not a good spot at all.
Yes. So River, first of all, River, the author, writes Cyrical.
When I tell you that of all people, it was the author. And then the author goes ahead and draws a tree instead in the middle. That's good. That's a good save.
Yeah.
Good save. But wow, it was very Pixar putting the lamp instead of the eye. But I couldn't believe that he put an extra eye in there.
Yes, but he does put in the rainbow heart, which is like a signal that, hey, this is River and it's a nice one and it's for John. Boom, River not on the suspicious list. And we see that Chloe does one for Trevor that is very obviously Chloe. You know, he needs a bit of a cuddle. Everyone knows that's Chloe, so she's off the list. Then we get one for Kat from I believe Mitchell. And it's very, very kind to Kat, and Chloe's like, did she do this for herself? Like, who could possibly like Kat this much?
Yeah, there's a big anti-Kat sentiment brewing from the previous episode that even bleeds over here. But I mean, it's obviously Mitchell, because you have to know it's Mitchell. I feel like at any point in the future, too, if two people come in together and there's an anonymous thing where someone's actively being nice to them, I would assume it's the person they came in with, or if there was a very public flirtation with someone, that person, no one else. I would immediately make that assumption.
And on top of that, right? So a lot of these are identifiable. John, as you mentioned, draws a Santa in his that he did for Mitchell. So that's obviously John. So that's already three confirmed. Those people definitely did those. Then you have, you know, you can suspect Mitchell probably did the cats. And then, you know, who did Chloe's, who did Courtney's, who did Rivers. The thing about this is, if you did a nice drawing, you claim it. You say, hey, I did that one. So everyone's going to be claiming. And if you get answers from people, and granted, what they might do is not allow you to ask who did what.
Yeah.
But at the very least, like if it becomes an issue, it will eventually get out. Like it's very, very easy to track this down to Trevor, who will need to claim like, yeah, I did the Chloe one. Like it's just not going to work. Right. It's a very risky here to be the only person. Now, obviously you don't know that. And I hate that I'm saying this because I love it when people cause drama with these, but it's really strategically, it's a bad move.
Yeah, I think ultimately the juice is not worth the squeeze, especially let's put the person who did it under a microscope, Trevor. Trevor's in a great spot, in my opinion. Trevor's kind of not being looked at, not being targeted, riding the middle. I want Trevor's spot if I'm in this apartment building right now, because I might fare the best at a final rating if the final ratings happen soon. So for you to put this out there like that is very slippery, and it's not against someone who there's like a majority anti-establishment again. So if Trevor had Kat and went in on Kat, there might be some sympathy for Kat, but ultimately like, yep, we knew this about Kat because they're not a fan of Kat for the most part. But this wasn't it. This wasn't the place to go in on River, especially because unbeknownst to him, but River has a fan in Lance who is still in the house under John's name. So, and other people. So not a great choice, not a great choice. The saving grace might be, oh, but River's friends are friends with me, so I can get away with it, maybe.
Curly and calculated. Hashtag I got your back. She clearly regrets it afterwards. She's like, get that off my screen. And you know, the thing about this too is that even if you do successfully get away with drawing a mean picture or something, it tends to just create sympathy for the person that you did it to. So it tends to backfire. So, what are you going to do? So then we had Trevor and John talk just a little bit. Trevor's going to try and bond again about the being a father. And this is when Lisa's going to start to feel a little bit guilty for being a catfish. That's she all of a sudden, Lisa, and this was really funny because Jack was like, I was trying to get away with it. Jack was saying that, you know, like Jack's response essentially to Lisa was very funny because he was like, are you serious? Like, you're feeling guilty about being a catfish now? Like, you've been lying to people this whole time. What are you talking about? It was definitely, I just went straight through Puya, and we're still going because, I don't want to edit this video.
That is fair. That is fair. I made sure to come back quick enough that it wouldn't impact anything.
So. Yes. Basically Lisa feels bad for being this kind of catfish because people will be so disappointed when they find out that it's not really Lance Bass. I mean, John, Rivers then, this was a really funny, so they do like a quick little like, they sometimes do these montages in between the scenes, and I really liked this random clip of River has taped up a picture of, or a drawing of Kat to a dartboard, and he is throwing darts at the picture, but the funny thing is that they're magnetic darts,
so they're never going to stick.
Well, he got it to stick. It just sticks through the paper, but it's just magnetic darts. He's not actually like that's such a River thing to do, to have magnetically dart sticking. You know, I'm coming for you, but only with magnets. It would be too mean to do it pointy.
Yeah, it's like, I want to hurt you, but I'm doing it in the nicest way possible.
Yeah. So then they were then going to get to the ratings. You now have a chance to exercise your democratic rights. And they say this out loud, but not at the same time. This was atrocious to my ears, Booyah. They go, you now have a chance. Like, it was just, I can't be multiple people at once. That was a terrible attempt, but, it was terrible.
I've this has been my number one complaint, and I've vocalized it with Liana, and I might have noticed it more this season than others. My least favorite part of the circle is when they do that in, like, they bring everyone on screen and then everyone reads the same message out of sync. It makes no sense. It's everyone talking on top of each other. And I'm like, well, this is not even good television. Like, it's just not even good television.
It's just noise.
Yeah. Like, it doesn't matter what Taryn's saying or I'm saying. We're just going to talk over each other. Like, why?
What is the point? Like, why? Yeah. Like, if you can't get it to sync up, then don't do it.
Yeah, and the worst part is, we know what it is. We don't even need you to do this for us to inform us that it's happening.
And this one was so long. You now have the chance to exercise your democratic rights. And the whole time, it was bad. And I was just like, by the time they got to democratic, I was like, please turn this off. I'm ready to mute this right now.
Just vote each other already. Like, I'm over it. Yeah, this is something that I've noticed before. The longer the phrase, the worse it gets. And they keep splicing it together. It's not going to stop. I don't like it.
Yeah. So we get to the player ratings. And we go to John. John puts River at the number one spot. They feel best about him. Now, again, this is, River had a connection to Lance and also was, had something with Emily as well. So, not super surprising that River is doing well here with John. They're also going to put Mitchell in last place. They want to protect River and Courtney. That's the reasoning that they give. And Mitchell outright said that he does not trust River and Courtney. So Mitchell will go in last place. This is interesting because Lisa's ratings prior to this have always been very strategic in the sense that she tends to put the people she expects to be last first, and the people that she expects to be first, last, in order to boost her own standing. Now, I don't know if this strategy changed because of the fact that it is the reason she got booted out, and maybe she realized that, or if now that Jack is there, she has different ratings that she's going to give, or if it's because John is not available to be rated, and so there's no potential benefit to giving those kinds of ratings. I'm not sure which one it is, but either way, this is a better way to rate, as long as the strategic plan is actually solid. Does keeping River and Courtney safe help John? I'm not sure.
It helps John in that they have a relationship going. However, they're later in the game. They don't have all the information. We know that at best, John is like their third string choice out of like five. So that is not a good spot to be in, because obviously there's going to be two people that are always going to be ahead of you, no matter how you shake it, with regards to Courtney and Chloe. So I don't think it's great. I think as far as what's the methodology they're using, I 100% think that they're pretty much like, we're immune, so we are not going to bother. Like, we're just going to rate how we want to feel and we'll go about it later. I could very much see them both turn on the strategic rankings next time round, but I also think they just like River. So,
yeah. So that's where John is. River is going to put Chloe in first place, and Kat in fourth place. Now, my assumption here is that Chloe went one, Courtney was two, and then, who would be three? I can't decide if he would have gone Mitchell three and Trevor last, or Trevor three and Mitchell last, because I know he doesn't trust Trevor, but he also doesn't trust Mitchell. I would assume he doesn't trust Mitchell, considering that Mitchell is close to Kat. Maybe he doesn't trust Trevor even more, and he really shouldn't, because Trevor is kind of after him. So I'm not entirely sure where that would have gone, but it was definitely interesting to see Kat number four, considering he was throwing magnetic darts at her drawing. So who's actually fifth?
I mean, I think I'm looking at, since Courtney and River are pretty much on the same page, I would assume, based on Courtney's rankings, that River ended up doing something very similar, where Trevor's third, Mitchell's last. But then Mitchell also, like, ultimately, I think other, like, it's not guaranteed, because I think Mitchell would have gotten negative rankings from other people, which would have pushed him down, and not necessarily River's. But I would assume Trevor would be third in that equation.
Yeah. And considering the fact that Trevor does end up in second place, he probably did not receive a last place ranking here by River, but Maybe he should have, because I don't know why he would have put Mitchell last unless he was expecting Mitchell to do really well. And maybe he needed to felt like he needed to counteract that. But Trevor is definitely the bigger threat to River at the moment, in my opinion, just because Trevor is a lot more likely to get into power and go after River as he just did. Chloe is up next. Chloe rates Trevor number one. She says her feelings are real. I think this is the first time that Chloe has rated Trevor number one. It seems like there really has been a shift here with Chloe when it comes to Trevor. And it seems to be going in a particular direction. It's not quite Manrika and Felix, but it is definitely it's definitely something here.
Yeah, nothing can be Manrika and Felix, but I genuinely do enjoy this because of the fact that Chloe has very much. When I first started watching the season, I was like, Chloe is going OTT on the flirting. It's definitely not going to yield anything. Chloe, this is not that show. It's helped her greatly. I think that getting that kind of friend zoned by Mitchell really pushed her towards Trevor more. And I think there's been moments where if there were any doubts about Trevor, she feels like that's gone. And she like Trevor's her comfort now, whereas she's got her Kardashians chat for you know, the strategic talk for the game, for the friendship. She's got her flirtation with Trevor. And I feel like Trevor's winning her over. I am hoping that they're together at the final. I'm still yearning for that Dan and Kate feeling that we got that one time. Do I think they're going to give it to me? No.
I don't think so either. I think Chloe's too, she's going to take it in stride.
Yeah, she's not gonna get angry, right? At best, she's going to have a shocked moment. That's it. I do think some of Chloe's reactions give me very, very, very big reminders to Tally in the last season of like the shock, the surprise. It's more of a positive reaction to things. And when it's angry, it's more of a, I'm gonna say a couple cuss words and then move on. So I do like that.
Big stuffed unicorn off the bed. Chloe also puts Mitchell in last place behind even Chloe. So again, maybe they're concerned that Mitchell is going to do well in the ratings and they needed to tank him even more than potentially Kat. But Kat being enemy number one is still only, I would imagine, in fourth for Chloe. I would imagine that Courtney and River were two and three. Given what she says in the influencer chat, you would imagine that she would have put Courtney number two, River number three. But River does end up placing above Courtney. Maybe that's because of the number one from John and probably over River probably went over Courtney for both Kat and Mitchell. Yeah, because Mitchell put Courtney last. I'd imagine that Kat was probably pretty similar. So that's probably where that came from. And I would imagine that Courtney was to River 3, Kat 4, Mitchell 5 here for Chloe.
Yeah, I think it's a combination of John gave that one first place ranking to River. And I think Courtney just had more fifth place placements than River would have to break that tie over there. And I think the Mitchell getting fifth over Kat was simply because they all assumed, well, my other two friends are going to put Kat last, so I'll put Mitchell last to even that out. And then they all ended up just putting Mitchell last.
Yes.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up.
CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
So Trevor puts Mitchell first, says he does not think that he that she would be first on Chloe's list, and she is, but Mitchell is going to be first for Trevor, and this I felt was a mistake from Trevor. Again, you want to put the person in first who is most likely to get influencer that you think will protect you as influencer. So if Chloe is never going to block Trevor, and she's not, and Chloe is the most likely person to end up as the influencer, then you should be rating Chloe number one, and making sure that she is in that influencer spot where she will never cut you. Because if you waste your number one spot on Mitchell, and Mitchell never had a chance, then that's a wasted thing. You could have given that spot somebody who's more likely to get in there. I disagree with the logic, because again, she says, I don't think that I'd be first on Chloe's list, so I'm not going to put Chloe first on my list. But it doesn't matter who puts who first on what list. It matters who's in the influencer chairs and who has the ability to block.
At best, if you're Trevor and you do this, you would be banking on maybe Mitchell sneaks into the influencers and takes out a Courtney that I've kind of got my eyes set on, or sorry, a River, which I've like just batted, like something like that of, well, I'm just going to do this. I mean, obviously they have some kind of bro-lationship that's been, you know, blooming over the last couple episodes, but safety is guaranteed with Chloe, and you never want to risk that. We have seen in other seasons at this point where someone for a moment says, that's fine. I mean, even if they're going to keep me safe, I'm not going to vote them first. And then that could come to haunt them. And maybe the other thing is, didn't they just, the last ratings literally were the results of who's going to get blocked? Double blocking, fifth, sixth place matters big time. So even then, I say just vote the people you feel the most confident about over anything, because you never know. You never know what the ratings are going to do, whether they're going to spit out influencers or give you trouble or super influencer, whatever the case may be.
Yes. So I do believe that they told them ahead of time in this one that there will be two influencers who will decide who blocks, but you're completely correct. I think the only reason they told them this time is because they tricked them the last time.
Right.
And so you never fully know. Mitchell is going to put Kat number one, not surprising. Courtney number five. I would assume that River was number four, and that Trevor was number two, and Chloe was number three for Mitchell.
Yeah, I co-sign. I think that works.
Kat is going to put Chloe number two. She says she hopes that Chloe becomes an influencer. I think this is a massive mistake. I have no idea what Kat, I have an idea of what Kat was thinking, but I think this is a terrible, terrible idea. I felt like we got something similar from Vithen in the Circle UK season, where, you know, if you have any doubt that somebody could be against you, could not be against you, should not be putting them high on the list, because you talked bad about Chloe. Why would you want her to be? You should be putting her as low as possible. Now, granted, she can only go so low. If Courtney, River, and Chloe all need to go low, then the lowest Chloe can go is three. But who are you putting above Chloe? I have to imagine Trevor went to number three. So this isn't really going to impact things too much, I guess. But Trevor was clearly a much better option for Kat to be an influencer than Chloe. And if she had managed to tank Chloe enough, there maybe would have been a chance to get something happening. But Not going to be the case here.
Yeah, I think up until that group chat with the boys, with River and Courtney, I genuinely saw Kat as someone who is able to socially maneuver through through conversations, get this result that she wants. I think she realized there was a hiccup in that conversation with the boys, immediately tries to recover with the conversation with Chloe. But the mistake here is that I guess Chloe does a good enough job of making it seem like she doesn't mind and it's cool. It clearly worked because Chloe didn't buy it for a second, but she convinced Kat that she did something good. And this is Kat repaying that goodwill of, hey, I'm glad that you didn't go after me. You didn't turn the tides on me or anything. But little does she know, it was already late before she opened that conversation.
Chloe literally said to Kat, if someone is being a snake, it always bites them. And Kat was like, I want Chloe as an influencer. Like, why? But you never, I guess. Yeah, I want to be clear, though. When I make criticisms like this, The Circle is a TV show. It's an entertainment TV show. And when I criticize moves, I'm sure that there are like five paragraphs worth of explanation from the players about how that's not really what happened. I completely sympathize with your position. But at the end of the day, you can only comment on what you see, right? So I apologize to Kat, but this doesn't look like a great move.
I mean, you're talking from an angle where you've seen all the scenes, you've seen all the things they've said about each other in other conversations, and we're not even seeing everything. So you, again, it is fair within the guise of what we're being shown. Mm-hmm. And even at that point, we're just, you know, we're two idiots that are not in the apartment. For all we know, we go in and we get wrecked right out the gate.
So, oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Courtney puts Trevor at number three, I would imagine, after Chloe and River. And then Mitchell and Kat went 4 and 5. He says that him and Trevor have a decent rapport. So there you go. Those are the ratings. After the ratings, we get Trevor and Kat. Kat kind of confesses to the Chloe investigation. And Trevor says that she was offended by it, but she does like Kat and doesn't want Kat to go. And Kat doesn't seem to realize the danger that she is in. Now, to me, this felt very much like misdirection. Like, oh, maybe now because of this chat, Kat might not leave. Have you thought about that?
Yeah, so I like this conversation, but it did feel like it was being fit in there right before the results are announced. It was great editing because it gives you that little bit more information, especially once we see who the influencers are. It adds more intrigue to it. But did I feel like the tide changes here? No, because it would require Trevor then now going to bat for someone that isn't probably in his immediate like top three.
Yeah, talking about how The Circle is a television show, I think this happens a lot. The ratings happen, and then the person most in danger just happens to get a nice little private chat right before the results are revealed and the influencers go and talk. That chat happens to cause a little bit of tension in the influencer chat and may be influencing the influencers. We are going to see the rating results. Kat is in last place, followed by Mitchell, then Courtney and River, which leaves Trevor and Chloe as our two influencers. And to me, this felt like a done deal from the start. The conversation is going to flow in such a way to make it seem like maybe there's a chance somewhere. But I still feel like, we'll go through the conversation, but this is not looking good for Kat.
To me, I knew the minute the results got announced and the influencers got announced that we were going to see the influencer talk. We're not going to see who gets blocked. And you're not going to convince me that Kat's not the one leaving. And I haven't pressed play on episode 11 yet. I can only imagine I press it and that's exactly what's going to happen. And you know what, Terry? Maybe we've stung ourselves. Maybe this is the result of us watching 3 seasons of The Circle back to back. But I also feel like we watch these shows enough, like it kind of makes sense. It kind of adds up that this is going to be the result ultimately.
Yeah. So let's go through this chat. Trevor mentions that he does see Courtney as a threat, but not to Chloe. This is a lot of Trevor asking for Chloe's opinion first and then kind of coming back. And Chloe makes it clear that she is not going to let Trevor take out her allies. So she is going to block any kind of talk about Courtney. Courtney's great. I love Courtney. Trevor's like, okay, cool, fine. Courtney's off the table. What about River? Campaign poster got me thinking, do you think he's a bit of a game player? Chloe says, and this was interesting, she does not know if she 110% trusts River to not switch the game up for his benefit, which I think is a great read, because I think she's completely right. I think that River is the most dangerous player in that game. But she decides that she does want to stick up for River here. She says the person behind the poster is probably more calculated.
There's a great counter argument too in moments like this to try and shut it down of saying, well, there's actually someone else at large that we should maybe focus on. But I did like seeing this from Chloe. I thought that this was a very good read. I think that it's very clear from the chats we've seen, her and Courtney have a more of a personal bond, or the conversation gels more. Whereas I feel like maybe that's the one part of River's game that hasn't fully been fleshed out, which is I don't think in the one-on-ones that the connections as close. And I think this has to do with the catfish factor. Yeah. When you're a catfish, you can't fly too close to the sun lest you get burnt. It's too scary. So you're always going to be a couple steps behind the character you're playing. So I think that's where the tiebreaker goes to Courtney. But I do think that if you're Chloe, 1000%, this is not the time to cut River at all.
Yeah. I mean, she would completely lose Courtney, and she'd be stuck with Kat and Mitchell. And that whole dynamic where she is completely on the outs of it. Right. And she can't do it. She can't do it. And that puts, Trevor on the defensive, because Trevor has, and this is the thing, right? Because it is absolutely in Trevor's interest to take out either Courtney or River. Mm-hmm. It would tank Chloe's game and massively benefit Trevor's game. And the same is, it's not even that true in the vice versa. It's mostly negatives for Chloe, not that much positive to take out either Kat or Mitchell. She doesn't benefit that much. She just doesn't lose out as much. But despite that, Trevor is in a losing position here, because Trevor doesn't have the fake arguments to back up the real reasoning, right? Courtney and River have done nothing to anybody. No. There's no quote unquote reason, as Vanessa Rousseau might say, to take a shot at them. Whereas Kat did come for Chloe, and Kat hasn't been there as long. And so Chloe just has an immense amount of just like social pressure that she can apply here, and force Trevor into a decision. And that's the real sort of like, these influencer chats, they always come down to this, like who just straight up has the better case. And that's why like your behavior and your actions in the circle matter a lot. You need a reason to get rid of somebody in the circle. You can't just cut somebody. It is not quite Big Brother or Survivor. You need a reason to do it. If you don't have one, you have no case to make, and you tend to just lie down.
I mean, we saw the last round. Emily was pretty much marked for blocking for like two episodes there without any sign of stopping. And then once Emily was gone, everything kind of felt neutral until Kat makes this huge mistake of trying to go on the offensive against Chloe to two of her closest allies. The minute this happens, you could tell with Courtney. Courtney's like, thank God we have a new target. Chloe's immediately like, this is my target. There's no one else. If somehow she was immune, Kat was immune here, maybe Mitchell would be the one going in this instance. But I think that ultimately, when I look at it from where I'm sitting, no one else has any right to leave here but Kat, because unfortunately enough for Kat, she's the only one who did something wrong that would deem her need to leave. And it doesn't help that it was against one of the influencers, right? Because that case is going to get made regardless, but then it's a personal case for Chloe. If you're Trevor, what are you going to do? If she pushes your hand, you're going to stand against it. Then that's you standing against Chloe getting her justice.
Yeah. So Chloe mentions that she does not trust Mitchell to save her in this game, but Trevor sticks up for Mitchell, says absolutely not. Trevor says, and so Chloe comes down to Kat. Trevor says, Kat is my people. She would 100% save me if the roles were reversed. And Chloe is not pleased with that response. She says, she doesn't even know what happened. And so she explains it. And she says, hashtag fake, hashtag snake. Trevor's like, it's almost like there's two of Chloe's alliance versus two of my alliance. It's like, it's not almost like it. It's pretty much it.
It's that. Yeah.
And again, it's like, the problem is that Chloe has the better argument here, but if you back down, that's not the best place to be. Now, again, the difference here is that Chloe loses a lot more if she backs down than Trevor does. Trevor could still skate by, and he could still be in a good position to win this game as long as he makes the final five, especially because he's not part of that trio, and though thus might receive some extra number one votes by people who think that he might not win. The path to win is not dramatically lowered by going in this direction. And so it's really there's so much the path of least resistance here to go after Kat. He does think that Kat deserves a second chance, just made a mistake. And we get this one line from Claire. She did feel remorseful, but I don't know how genuine it was.
And you can never tell how genuine a situation might be, because with the circle, you're never going to really know. And does she really want to risk it and be on the position where she finds out when Kat stays and Kat's the influencer? No, because if you go out, then you're going to beat yourself up till the end of time. And I think ultimately, Chloe is in a very bad spot because Trevor is, because I think for Chloe as well, you got to think of it this way of, I know that I'm good with River. I know that I'm good with Courtney. I know that I'm good with Trevor. I know I'm good with myself. That's four people out of seven. If I keep these three, and then John comes into the rating mix, and then John is against me, I still have a buffer to survive. Regardless of whether or not she has John, it doesn't matter, because if she has these three, she should feel safe and secure and good. So she 1000% would have more to lose if anyone else is to leave here. And if I'm Mitchell, I'm sitting there thinking, well, my time's about to come up. So again, it's just so unfortunate. If indeed Kat's the one who's going to leave, I just can't help but speak like it's foregone, because the more we're talking about it, the more I'm sold that that's what's going to happen.
Yeah. I mean, it just makes the most sense on so many levels. And then on top of all of that, the thing that just completely locks it in for me is Trevor says, all right, I've got to be the man and deliver the news, because, you know, despite the fact that I'm close to this person, I'm going to need to like be the man and deliver this news. And Chloe's like, he's an actual man taking control. When are we getting married? Chloe is very pleased, clearly, with the results of this blocking. And Trevor literally said, despite being close to this person, I'm going to have to block them. So definitely not Courtney or River, like 1000%.
Yeah, I think if you're Chloe and you're happy, one of two things could be the case, right? One is, oh, thank God, I don't have to be the one to deliver the news to my friend. Or two, I'm so happy that he's doing this. He's proving his loyalty to me. He's proving that he'll do anything for me. What a night. And I think it's the latter and not the former, because I do think that there would be more, even if she's happy, she's not the one delivering the news in the instance that it is Courtney and River, there will be emotions there. There will be some kind of like close to tears.
Better after I'm giving up my ally, better at least deliver the news for me. Jeez. So I mean, I think that you could maybe convince me that there's a small chance it's Mitchell. That, you know, maybe,
I'd love that.
Maybe Mitchell, you know, he was rated last by Chloe. Maybe for some reason, Courtney feels better about Kat than Mitchell, and so they sort of decide that they should go Mitchell, but it just doesn't make a lot of sense.
If
Chloe comes out of this having not blocked Kat, then Courtney and River are going to be super sketched, and it doesn't make any sense. Mitchell just rated Trevor number one. They've got this bro thing going on. just it doesn't, it's going to be a tough sell there.
There's no world where I don't think, obviously, Trevor and Kat have this connection. And I think that conversation, even though it was probably put in there to give us some false hope going into this blocking or going into this influencer session, I still think that the bond between Trevor and Mitchell is more important and carries more weight, given how much time they've showed it to us, given the fact that the ratings don't lie. The ratings clearly have Trevor putting Mitchell above everyone else in the apartment complex. So to me, I gotta imagine it's Kat, and it crushes me because I really, really enjoyed Kat. Yeah. And Kat was someone I thought, literally, if Kat doesn't make this one mistake, the sky's the limit. I think Kat is very capable of doing really well. It's just the most unlucky chat to open ever.
Yeah. And honestly, I mean, I've been saying on these podcasts for a little while that I did not feel like Kat was super long for this game. So it's not super surprising to me that this might be the end here for her. Moving forward, I guess we shouldn't go in too much depth about like, what does this mean for Mitchell, considering there is, I guess, a small chance that it is Mitchell that leaves. I think that typically what we're looking at here, especially these are the final four episodes before the finale. We've only got two more after this before the finale episode, which means we'll probably get one more new person in. And there will be a final five. There were seven people. One is about to be blocked. That means three episodes total left. They're not going to only block one more person in those three episodes. I would imagine we're getting at least two more blockings. So I would imagine we're getting one person in soon. That's typically how they work. I would like for it to not go that way, but you never know.
I mean, if it's what happened last season at UK, where we get a person, they're immune, and they pretty much have a free pass to the ending, that would be brutal. I would hate for that to be the case.
I would too. Yeah. We know there's a super secret influencer coming up, right? For at least one of these. So,
true, super secret, they have to do it in person. I think that's coming up easily. Okay,
so
I hope the new person's great.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like I'm trying to, like, I think that when I was looking at the top five, I think I was predicting that it was going to be River, Courtney, Chloe, Mitchell, and Trevor. I think that was my call. Okay. I don't remember now, but that's my call right now, I think. Unless there's a new person in that comes and replaces Mitchell, I would say Mitchell or Trevor. I guess there's a chance that one of the core three gets taken out here, gets sniped out, one of the Kardashians. But I'm not quite seeing it right now. They've had such a presence on the show. I feel like there's a good chance those are going to be your final five. I feel like John is probably not long for this world at this point. I feel like John is probably the next to go.
Especially if we follow the through line real quick of Kat, episode 11 starts, Kat, bye-bye, Kat, sorry, unfortunate. And then there's not much reason to go after anyone else. I think John just gets removed on the basis of, well, I don't really have a connection to John because he got here late. So I think John is definitely not long for this world. And I don't know, I feel like that, the first four people that came into this building that are still there in Courtney, River, Chloe, Trevor, I do feel like strongly that we're probably going to see them make it to the end there. I feel like that's on the horizon. I don't know what this new person is going to inject into the game. I don't know if people are going to start trying to go after this person and that could cause a divide. There's still two more episodes worth of gameplay before the finale. So we'll see what happens, but I feel relatively strongly that the core is going to stay the same. And then maybe this is where Trevor, if Mitchell stays, Trevor's the one who's going to stick his neck out to make sure that Mitchell does not go out next, because gave you one, you got to give me one, or something of the sort.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's what we have from episode 10. Puya, anything else that you wanted to talk about?
Honestly, I don't think so. We've talked about everything. I've eulogized my prediction of Kat going. If Mitchell's going, Adios. Like, Mitchell's been okay, but like not jumping off the page for me at all. Ultimately, there's been one or two funny moments, but that's it. And as far as the remaining four go, Chloe, definitely I've watched Too Hot to Handle. And Chloe came into the circle feeling like she was a lot to handle, but I've definitely found a soft spot for Chloe and everything she's bringing. Courtney's by far my favorite. I'm rooting for a Courtney win if I'm getting to pick out of everyone left. I'm intrigued with how Trevor's going to go. I can't wait to see a reveal at the end. If it does happen, it's going to ultimately turn. I'm going to watch these two episodes and then it's going to be a very long week to wait for this one episode, which I still think is the correct move for them, because last season, by the time it would hit 7 a.m. on Wednesday, there were spoilers everywhere on the internet of who won. So I'm glad that that's not going to happen.
That is fair. I feel like the better solution is to just do what they do in the UK and just release them daily.
I mean, that's what Liana was saying, and I do think that ultimately that is the best way to go about it. Ultimately, the reason why they don't do it, I think, is because I think the idea of spoiler culture makes it so that you will binge them and everyone's guaranteed to watch them. Whereas if it's daily, there's more of a likelihood that you're going to let them collect and maybe binge them, or maybe you fall off. I personally subscribe to, if you're telling me it's every day, I'm still going to watch them every day. I did that with the Circle UK. I would do it here. So it's missed opportunity from Netflix. And I do think they do have the danger of, oh, everyone forgets that the Circle's coming in a week and people don't check it out and they still get spoiled anyway. So.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. We had the similar problem with Big Brother Canada, where it's just like, if you take a huge break and then there's just like one episode, it's like, am I going to care? I'm not sure. Hopefully.
Yeah, I can tell you, my care level's depleted. Not that I have any hate for the game, the show, the franchise, anything, but I defo care less, a lot less than I did last week at this time, so.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's what we have for you. Of course, there will be more Circle coverage coming your way. On Friday, we'll talk about episode 11. And then on Saturday, we'll have a live roundtable to talk about episode 12 and the week at large. The following week, we will do one last podcast on the finale of the Circle season 2. There's also plenty of Big Brother coverage to check out. You can also find me on Twitch, twitch.tv/Taryn Armstrong. We and I just played some Pummel Party. It's like Mario Party, but not on Twitch with Kevin Martin and Bruno from Big Brother Canada. That was a lot of fun. We play all kinds of games. We hang out. We chat. It's fun. Twitch.tv/Taryn Armstrong. You can also find me on Twitter @ArmstrongTaryn. So check it all out. Puya, where can people find you?
You can find me on Twitter and other social media platforms @PuyaIsm. And then on Twitch now, I am twitch.tv/Puya. Just my first name. But yeah, we have fun on Twitch. So definitely come join, come through, hang out. As far as podcasting world for me, season 6 of 90 Day Fiancé Happily Ever After has begun. Me and Rob talked about the premiere this past week and that was great. We're taking a hiatus on The Masked Singer because The Masked Singer said, hey, this week's going to be a sing-along episode that's not going to matter. And we said, okay, we'll see you next week. So we're taking a hiatus on that, but that's still going large and we'll be back with more coverage of that next week.
All right. You good at baking cakes, Puya?
No, I'm good at consuming, not baking.
Consuming cakes. Okay, so you're you're big on consuming cakes.
Yes.
Good to know.
Right. Take the note down.
Yeah. Just make sure you focus on leg day. All right. That's what we got for you guys. Thank you so much for joining us today. See you next time.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky?
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.